The largest study of dating violence in adolescent girls is published in today's Journal of the American Medical Association. It shows that girls in abusive relationships are much more likely to engage in other behaviors that threaten their health. Researchers hope the study will increase efforts to prevent dating violence. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Every 2 years, states question young people about risky behaviors as part of a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention survey. In 1997, Massachusetts became the first state to ask teens about dating violence, something researchers from the Harvard School of Public Health saw as a unique opportunity.
We really know very little, especially from representative samples, about the true prevalence of dating violence against adolescent women, especially broken down by physical and sexual violence against these women.
Jay Silverman is an assistant professor at Harvard. He and his colleagues looked at survey results from 1997 and 1999 to find out how often high school girls had ever been physically hurt on a date or forced to have sex.
We found across both survey years, looking at a bit over 4,000 young women in 9th through 12th grades, that approximately 1 in 5 of these young women reported experiencing physical or sexual dating violence.
Silverman says the research also highlighted some strong links between dating violence and a number of health problems. Some are fairly well known, such as the fact that girls with abusive partners are more likely to have sex earlier, before age 15. Also,
girls with a history of dating violence are much more likely to have sex where condoms are not used, to be afraid to ask their boyfriends to use condoms, or to even talk to their boyfriends about pregnancy prevention.
They were also more likely to have gotten pregnant than non-abused girls. But beyond pregnancy or the risk of STDs, abused girls were more likely to use drugs and alcohol and to have considered or attempted suicide. They also engaged in dangerous dieting practices, such as abusing laxatives and diet pills, or binging and vomiting. Silverman says the study shows the problem is much wider than most people think. And while the research can't prove that dating violence actually causes other health problems, he says the association is strong enough to demand more attention. In part, that means an expanded effort to screen girls for dating violence. Silverman hopes his research will help pediatricians identify girls who are at a higher risk of being abused. The study may also help educators and counselors who work to prevent dating violence.
Once we have it documented, we have a stronger argument to be made for developing programs.
Barry Levy is a sociology professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, and author of 4 books about dating violence. She's helped design school courses that teach girls about the risk of abuse. But her programs don't just focus on girls. Including boys in the prevention and education effort is important, especially for those who may see violence at home.
They're more apt to be shocked to find out that it's actually a crime to hit your girlfriend, that it's actually violent behavior that's totally unacceptable and illegal. They're more apt to see it as within the range of normal.
Levy says too often boys don't get counseling and help until after they've been reported to the police. By then, the pattern of abuse is much harder to change. She'd like to see programs that reach boys and girls, even before they're old enough to date. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.